Psalm 117, just two little verses, but they're wonderful verses. This was part of the Hallel Psalms, which were, I think, chants, really, that were sung at the feasts, Passover, Pentecost, and Tabernacles. And he says here, "Praise Yahweh, all you nations, extol him, all you peoples." This is really an invitation to the Gentile nations to praise God and to join in with the feasts. Why? Because, verse 2, "for his grace is great toward us, Israel." So it's saying to the Gentiles, look, Yahweh our God has been so gracious to us, Israel. We who have sinned and have treated him awfully, he's been so gracious to us. Why don't you come and join in the feasts? And you see this in a number of the Psalms, which are real, quite paradigm breakers, inviting Gentiles to come into his courts, into the courts of the tabernacle, and then into his presence. This is, I guess, a reference to the holy place, even the most holy. David saw beyond the very limited paradigms of his time, and he had this vision of inviting Gentiles to accept the God of Israel and to come right into the tabernacle. So, why does he do this? Because his grace is great toward us. All the Psalms, I believe, were initially written by David. They may have been under inspiration, edited and reapplied in later contexts. But when we read here, his grace is great toward us, let's think about the word great. It's the same word translated overwhelmed. And David uses that in Psalm 65, verse 3, when he says about his own sins, that my sins overwhelmed me. They were great all over me. And now he says his grace is overwhelming, is great, overwhelming toward us. He's saying that just as he was overwhelmed by sin, so he has been overwhelmed by God's great grace. And because of that, all you nations, all you peoples, come and praise him. Come and praise him because of his grace. This is, of course, what you find in all the Bathsheba Psalms, where David says, especially in Psalm 32, because of what he's done for me, I'm going to go and tell all people, all the Gentile world, about how he has forgiven me. And so this is, I think, the path for all of us, because in Romans, Paul quotes David at the time and nature of his sin with Bathsheba and says, look, this is all of us, that we all have sinned and fallen short of God's glory, and we only have a death sentence. But by grace alone, we have been saved from that. And the response of David was to invite the Gentile world and all people to come and accept covenant relationship with God because of God's grace toward him. And now this little psalm is saying to all the nations, come and enter relationship with Yahweh. And as I say, I think this was one of the Hallel chants that was chanted at the feasts, inviting the Gentiles to participate in the feasts, because look how great his grace has been, how overwhelming his grace has been toward us, Israel. So we, therefore, Israel, sinful Israel, who have been saved by his grace, invite you, all you peoples and nations, to come and share with us in the feasts. So the feasts were not at all closed table. They were not, you know, just for God's special righteous people. There was an open door and an open invitation to all the nations to come and accept Israel's God. Now, we're all a bit shy, are we not, in our witness? And we all think that we ought to witness a bit better than we do. And the motivation that I think we should have is our sense of God's grace. If you don't have any sense of grace, if you don't think that you've sinned particularly badly, and you simply accepted the faith of your fathers as kind of mere religion, and you trot along to meetings a couple of times a week in the church hall and live a fairly comfortable secular life apart from that, well, you won't get it. You won't find a motivation to get out there and persuade people to come in and accept the God of Israel. It's only if you have personally known his grace. Then you have experienced the good news, which by its very nature is such that you cannot keep to yourself, but you will desperately, urgently want to persuade people to accept it And through your own experience of grace, his grace is great toward us, you will be successful. You will somehow find a way, because love finds a way to communicate. You will find that way, that path, to bring people to him.